And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The International Olympics Committee has officially banned biological males from women's competitions. They've adopted a policy that requires a one-time SRY gene screening for all female category athletes starting with the 2028 LA Olympic Games. The president of the IOC, that's Kirsty Coventry, she's a former swimmer herself, and she said in some sports, it just simply wouldn't be safe. The Ohio House has passed the Indecent Exposure Modernization Act, which closes a pretty absurd loophole. The loophole once allowed a man to walk free after exposing himself to young girls in a YMCA locker room because existing law didn't clearly define exposure. Yeah, the bill criminalizes obscene performances in front of minors and safeguards the private spaces of women. Every single Democrat voted against it. And in Detroit, the Thomas More Society has filed federal lawsuit challenging a city ordinance that criminalizes pro-life sidewalk counseling outside abortion facilities. Kevin Hammer, a retired attorney, simply stands on a public sidewalk holding a sign that reads, "Ask me about free ultrasounds and pregnancy tests." For that, the abortion facility has called police on him multiple times and on one occasion summoned 5 patrol cars. The ordinance will create overlapping buffer and bubble zones that effectively make it a crime to offer women alternatives on a public sidewalk. The Thomas More Society has a track record of winning these fights, including a case in Minneapolis where the city paid over $450,000 in attorney's fees. A federal judge that was once appointed by Barack Obama has upheld North Carolina's voter ID law after previously blocking and ruling that voting rights groups failed to prove the requirement was discriminatory. Judge Loretta Biggs had initially cited the state's history of racial discrimination to issue an injunction in 2019, but higher courts pushed back and she acknowledged controlling precedent left her no choice. Meanwhile, the state of New Jersey seems to be sprinting the other direction on the rule of law. The newly elected governor has signed legislation making the state a sanctuary jurisdiction, barring agencies from cooperating with ICE, effectively rolling out a welcome mat for criminal illegal aliens in the Garden State. In Canada, a constitutional freedom group has launched a national petition against Bill C-22, which is legislation that would let the government compel tech and telecom companies to hand over Canadians' personal data. Canadians might want to pay a little bit closer attention before lawful access actually becomes a euphemism for "we're reading your email anytime we want." And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.